Moncrief on News Talk.
You won't find the next big thing in entertainment on any of the streaming services, but on your phone. And when I say big, I actually mean the direct opposite. Vertical dramas are episodic, but the episodes can be just a minute long. Jen Cooper is a massive fan and runs the Vertical Drama Love website. Afternoon, Jen.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Could you start by describing, if it's possible, what's a typical vertical drama like?
So, vertical dramas, you watch on your phone. They, if you think about, if you watch something like Netflix or Amazon Prime on your phone, when you put the show on, you turn your phone sideways so you can view it like that. Vertical dramas are filmed in the vertical. So you would watch it like you watch TikTok. Mm. So it's in the vertical. They are generally about 90 minutes long, complete story, but they're broken up into 90-second episodes. So the idea is they have to hook you in, and they have to hook you in fast. So the apps will give you 7 to 10 episodes free. And the idea is you're so gripped by it, you then sign up to the app to watch the rest of it. They are very much, at the moment, mainly aimed at women. So there's a lot of romance out there, but it's growing really fast and they're really pushing with the genres. So they're trying things like murder mysteries now. They're looking at horror. They're doing westerns. So the storytelling's massively increasing in range and genre.
Yeah. And where are most of them being made?
So they originated in China. It was something the Chinese were experimenting with and went viral in China during COVID. And then they've basically, you've got Chinese investors who are bringing it over to the West. So there's a lot of Chinese-based companies who are making them in America, so both the East Coast and West Coast. But it's going global now. So there are companies in Australia, Turkey. There's quite a lot setting up in Europe. The UK is a bit behind, but we're getting there. I haven't managed to find anyone in Ireland, but I'm sure it's coming.
Yeah, and the production values on these can be quite high. Proper, it's not just someone making it on their own phone.
They're using proper film cameras, which they turn sideways to work with. They're made very, very fast. So they are made in between 7 and 10 days, and they are shot. They do 12-hour days, so it's very intense. The actors are lucky if they get 2 takes. Production values, let's be fair, vary. It's wild.
Of course.
But what's really happened is because acting and the whole industry is struggling at the moment. Hollywood aren't basically budgeting and signing things off. Theatre works really hard. So what you've got is a huge amount of people in the industry who are finding work in this format. So that means that even in the last year, you can see the production value is massively increasing because you've got cinematographers coming over. You've got better writers. So that's why it's so exciting at the moment, that it's kind of, it's an area that's just exploding with talent and creativity.
Is there a particular, given that you're talking about 90-second episodes, does that to a degree influence the way they're written and the way they're acted? So, you know, would subtlety go out the window if you have to grab someone within 90 seconds?
It would be fair to say subtlety is not what they're known for. One of the best ways to think about them is like the traditional telenovas, you know, a bit of that sort of 80s soap opera, Gilly Cooper for us in the UK. So it's very much written to cliffhangers. So I've talked to quite a few script writers and they've said, you know, they've got experience with that and that's what you're writing for the audience. It's very different for the actors as well because it's very small. So they'll have someone else with them who's standing next to them and saying, am I in the scene? And they're like, no, you're not in the scene. The camera is only taking what's directly in front of you. So rather than acting big, it's very much about acting intensely just down that screen. And they're always being told to play it up and go bigger and do more.
Right. So there's it's when you say Westerns, you mean like cowboy films they're making?
Yeah, they're starting to bring some of those in. So they also tend to do quite a lot of billionaires. If you want a billionaire romance, they're there. They've got werewolves. They're experimenting with vampires. There's quite a lot of crossover from sort of the books and things that are doing well on BookTok, and then they will bring those genres over into the verticals. So they're starting to experiment more with fantasy now because of the success of romantasy novels.
Right, okay. And so you get the first 10 or so for free, and then you might have to pay for the other 80 or whatever. How much do they cost?
So there's quite a variety. So they work like if you were gaming on your phone. So there is the option if you can watch ads and sort of unlock more episodes. The cost does vary wildly. The best apps you're looking at probably, I'm in UK, so it will be between £12 and £15. But what that does is that then unlocks everything on the platform for a week or 2 weeks. And the amount of content that they're churning out because of how fast they make them, that means you've got a huge pick of things to choose from in that week. So in my view, it is actually more affordable than, say, going to traditional cinema. Because in the UK, I'd be paying at least £20 for the cinema. Mm. And then I'm also looking at, you know, I'm sitting in traffic for half an hour to get there, half an hour to get back. Whereas this, I can immediately access on my phone. I also like a romantic comedy. There's not many of them at the cinema. On my phone, these vertical dramas, you know, I've got my pick of things to watch.
Yeah. So I bet, but given that a lot of them mightn't be made in English, so is there a lot of subtitles involved?
No, these are all made in English.
Ah, so
they're all,
right.
They've all got, you know, Western actors, and they're all made in English. So, yeah.
Yeah.
They do put subtitles on because, like TikTok, you know, if you're in bed watching them, you can put it on silent and still follow it. But no, it's all in English and it's very, very easy to watch.
And Vertical Drama Love, you've actually set up an awards. Well, is it a ceremony yet, or will it, you know, next year or the year after, will you be kind of hiring out?
Ceremony wasn't in the budget this year. So I was just like, one of the things the industry is crying out for is recognition, because you've got really talented people in this space, but, you know, people weren't really writing reviews or talking about it much. So I started doing that and then realised we could do some awards here. Let's just do some fan run awards. So I got people to nominate things and we got about 1,000 nominations and, you know, we worked out the shortlists. But then people started sharing it because the really fun thing is all the actors and actresses interact with you. So you end up becoming friends with them. Mm. They were all sharing it. So I had voting open for a week and we had 16,000 people vote globally. And it was from like every nation, you know, from the Eastern, you know, Eastern Europe. We had Australia, we had Philippines, we had Indonesia, we had pretty much every South American country. We had a vote from Antarctica. So they are global, these things. It's just this like subculture that hasn't quite gone mainstream yet. And then at the moment, the awards are going to be on YouTube. It will be a YouTube ceremony. So I have sent physical awards to the winners who are going to be filming their little acceptance speech. But yes, next year, I'm thinking bigger. We'll do an in-person ceremony.
Okay, so look out, BAFTAs. Yeah. Jen Cooper is founder of Vertical Drama Love. Jen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.